Love Talk Radio.
God is good with me. Oh, I can't get no God. I may not be, I may not
may not, be where I was, but I'm still ain't where I used to be.
That's right.
Oh, I can deal with all that there. Oh, that's why I don't kill people. The thing that you can beat people can kill people alone. I know God got a bigger problem. Oh, y'all come on somebody. They're designed for me. Hallelujah. Is that all right? And so when you go over to the devil's camp, I don't know if you ain't got no power over there. You're gonna need two people. You don't send out what I want. You send out two by two. You need a trap. When you go to the river, it be your trap card. When you call pastor, I'll become your trap card and then your pastor. Oh, I can't get your ladder. See, we call for other partners. I'm not calling for some trap card. We've been up to the end. We partnered up with God.
Yeah.
We partnered up with sins. We partnered up in poverty. We partnered up with things that ain't gonna call us to come out. But when we partnered up with God, oh, y'all know what I'm saying. That he's already proven that he can beat the devil when he died and went lost. How many know he beat the devil while he was dead? Not while he was alive. That's a bad boy. I call it dead. I call it good. So the Lord, he didn't take a thought of why he was dead. But he did that too. He can't stop me. But he was dead and he took all his authority. And he gave it to us through salvation. That's how you got authority over the devil. That when he died, he took the key of death and took the authority back from him. Come on, how many understand that? Y'all remind me, I'm just teaching a little bit. Give me about 5 minutes. Y'all understand? I'm teaching a little bit this morning, right? That when he died on the third day, while he was down there for 3 days, he took authority over the enemy for y'all. Y'all come on. He didn't take authority over the devil for 3 days. Go back.
That's right.
He took authority over him forever. So when you pray to the Lord, you don't pray in your faith only. You pray in the authority of Jesus Christ because he took authority over the dead. So the dead got a submit. So when you pray in the authority and the love of Jesus Christ, Lord, hallelujah, you pray like this. Jesus, my Savior, you took authority over the devil and you defeat death while you were dead. And you came alive and showed the devil that he don't have no authority over no sin. Over no prophet's head, or I can't even know that. Over no backsliding spirit, over no sick spirit, come on, y'all. Over no get up spirit, over no murdering spirit. Whatever the enemy throw at you, know this after the day. Yet when he went down and took authority over the devil, he took all the things that we fear every day. We all are walking in fear. We can't walk in favor because we're walking in fear. Fear will come back. Fear will cause you to not even feel like yourself. If I feel fear, you feel so fearful about something, and then you feel like you may say no, and I'm the only one, right? But how many know if you got a fear like that? He'll take that and run you all over the house. He'll run you in love. Yeah, you're all over the place. Anybody ever been all over the place? I'm the only one. I'm all over the place. I want to do this. I want to do that. What you want to do is say, Lord, I want to submit to the word. And Lord, and commit. Two things we got to do is submit and commit. One of the hardest things for me is it used to be me. Commit. No, that's a curse word, commitment. But that's what women do. Now, that's what the whole word. Submit and commit. That's what Jesus required us to do. When you're in love with somebody, you got to submit and commit. When you submit and commit to the Lord, which we all have, but how many of you going to do it to another level? We're going to do it to a level that we know that we made a change. You know, sometimes we look for people to say we made a change. But as long as you know, you made a change.
Hallelujah.
Come on. That's what matters to God. because nobody can discern your level of breakthrough but you. Come on, is that good? Amen. In my closing, where you going, God is going to satisfy you. You're not just going to have faith, but you're going to be satisfied. Come on, say satisfied. Wherever you at, you got to be satisfied with your walk. If you're not satisfied with your walk, it's come up. Is that good? Don't beat yourself down. Don't judge yourself. Just come up. Because can't nobody serve God for you but you. Nobody can judge you but you. Is that good? And if you understand, don't beat yourself up. Because if God ain't beat you up, why don't you beat yourself? Be satisfied with what he has said about you. I'm going to read Joshua 11 and 20. Joshua is the next chapter over. It's the next chapter over, Joshua 11 and 20. Joshua 11 and 20. Number 5, favor produces great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. Anybody got some great impossibilities? Hallelujah. Before them, great impossibilities. Joshua 11 and 20. Joshua 11 and 20. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in the battle, that he, Joshua, might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded them. Sometimes God will have people not to like you so you can get away from them. Because if they like you a little bit, you might stay free. Oh, come on, I can't get nobody. Come on. If you stay faithful with people that don't like you, I'm going to know you're not walking in the favor of God. And he had to harden those people hard so Joshua gets mad enough and to kill them all. So you got to get mad enough in the spirit realm to begin to do warfare with the devil. Oh, come on, somebody. When you get mad enough, you're going to start praying. When you got a lot of sinful things going on, you're going to begin to walk in that, what? The favor of God. He gave them that hard heart. That's why people don't like you. It's to keep you on the lower side. Some people you want to like, if they like you, you do everything you can to be their friend. Just to be their friend, not just play, but just friend. Now, how many know the Lord had a heart of some people's heart? That you may not be their friend because they might lead you down the wrong road. Come on, somebody. Is that all right? And so God has so much favor in your life that he will show you that you have a victory and that you will not be utterly destroyed and that you will have favor that you might destroy them as the Lord has commanded. And so I'm going to say this morning that if you don't think the Lord loves you, destroy that thought. If you don't think God is for you, destroy that thought. If you don't think you can really be saved, destroy that thought. If you don't think God got a plan for your life, destroy that thought. If you don't think that you can really be what the word says, destroy that thought. Come on, somebody. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. 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 No matter what the enemy put before you, don't let him walk you down the road and make you feel like he's not with you. But how many know he said, I'll be with you even until the end of the world. That no matter what comes before you, no matter what battle, see, Joshua, there was another battle. But God was with them in the test. Sometimes when you're in a test, you got to know it's a test. Everything don't come to destroy you, but it's just to build your faith. Sometimes the Lord allows some things to happen to try your faith and see where you stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. This morning, I know I did some teaching. How many got something out of it? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We ask everyone that come around, amen, hallelujah, ever. Church family, we're going to pray together. Let's all come around the altar. Amen. We just want to hold hands and pray together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone looking so nice this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for everyone and everybody for what he has done and said on this morning. Hallelujah. We give his name the praise and the honor. Hallelujah. For he is worthy. Amen. To be praised. Father, we thank you this morning, God. You have made a way out of no way. Thank you for your blessing, the favor of God over everyone here. We thank you, Lord, for the favor on our parents. We thank you for the favor on our jobs and school, God. Favor in our families, God. This is Friends and Family Sunday. And God, we thank you for increase in our families, increase of favor and blessing and protection, God. We pray for our brother George this morning, God. We pray strength to his body, strength to his spirit, God, strength to the family right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you've already worked out for him. And God, we thank you right now, Lord, that no weapon falls shall prosper. And God, we thank you, Lord, for second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chance for all of us. And God, we pray right now for this fellowship. We pray strength to the Rivers Church, God. We pray unity and strength. God, that the enemy won't kill our desire to keep coming, keep praying, to keep seeking after you, God. Because the young people, like that one before, strengthen them in their inner man, strengthen them in their spirit, strengthen them in the middle age. Oh God, strengthen them in their minds, in their inner man. Oh God, strengthen all of us, our children, God, children ministry, strengthen them at school. And oh God, wherever they go on the buses, in the car, at school, God, and no walls can come, oh God, toward them. Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord, for our city. But oh God, touch our mayor, touch our police officers, touch the military, our president, touch our nation, God, all over the world, God. Touch our businesses, touch our jobs, touch, oh God, our finances, touch our bodies. We stay healing on this morning in every area of our lives. Lord, that the word will cause us to be not condemned, but convicted to do better. And we thank you, Lord, for your love, oh God, is so awesome. And we thank you for it. We thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins and our sins. I ask these thoughts by our mission of commission. Lord, bless the food on this morning. Oh God, bless this fellowship, Lord. Let us love on each other. Let us be closer to one another. Let us stand for one another. Let us look out for one another. Let us not be angry at one another. Let us not be jealous of one another. Let us not be broken toward one another. When I was brought up in this fellowship, I command you to go right now, Lord. And I speak unity in this house. Oh, God, and we will continue to have more love toward one another. And we thank you for increase, say increase. Our blessings, say increase. Our favor. And we thank you right now, Lord, for what you have done on this morning. And we're excited, we smile upon, we thank you for loving on us. And we love everyone. And we thank you for loving on us and protecting us. Come on, everybody, say amen. 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 You go back to your seat at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to prepare you. It's time for our tithes and offerings. Amen. Those that have tithes and offer, you can come at this time. Hallelujah. Praise God.
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the hills. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every shore. Sins and poverty must cease. But the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed. Blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed,
We're blessed. We're blessed. Come on.
When the midnight hour, God's gonna turn around. We're gonna walk in your favor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you right now, Lord, for our tithes and our offerings. God, we thank you right now for increase. We thank you right now for making ways out of no way. We thank you, Lord, for breaking every yoke. Oh, God, changing everything that we need to be changed. Oh, God, breaking every curse, breaking everything that comes to easily to set us. We thank you for protection right now, Lord. Touch everything and everyone. Zechariah 9:10, now unto him who has given seed for the sower, bread for food, you're going to supply and multiply the seed we have sown, and you're going to increase the fruits of our righteousness. Come on, everybody, say amen. Amen and amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for them. Hallelujah for our tithes and our offerings. Amen. Hallelujah. You can go back and give it to us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Just for announcements, Wednesday night we had a great teaching on dating and singles and marriage. Amen. He said we're going to be teaching in April. Amen. I don't know if some of them talk to you about it. Amen. But we had an awesome time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. About our singles, dating, and marriage. Teaching. Amen. Glory to God. I was excited about it. Amen. Glory to God. So it was a blessing. So we invite everyone to come out this coming Wednesday. Amen. For that teaching. Glory to God. Amen. And also, next Friday night, attendedly, we got Pastor Dean from Favor Free Will Holiness coming over to help us celebrate Co-Pastor's Appreciation. Amen, next Friday night. So we're asking everyone to come, amen. We do this once a year for her, amen. We're asking everyone, if they can, give a card, a monetary donation to celebrate her on that Friday night. We're going to close that Sunday morning to do your presentation then, or some card on Friday night as well. Amen. So that's next Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. And the following Sunday, I'm asking everyone to be here in place. My sister Evangelist Bentley will be speaking that Sunday. Amen. And I'm going for pastors she's going to be at a women's conference in Jersey and also first time ever going to a long grave site, amen, in 2 years. So I will be with her then. So we ask everyone to work together for a location here. Amen. Glory to God. And so I will get that note broken. I got like tomorrow. I don't know if something happens to me, but we'll get it fixed right quick. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for everyone. How many got some out of the message of this morning? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. And I want to let you know, favor ain't fair. And it don't matter what the internet has said or done. Amen. We're coming up and coming out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's keep Brother George in prayer. Rivers, I'm asking you to help keep Brother George in prayer. Amen. He's facing some things right now. Amen. And so I want you to keep him in prayer, Brother George. This is Sister Brown's son. And so I'm asking everyone this week, amen, a little fast Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for him to 1 o'clock. Amen. Amen. We want to fast for him. And God continue to do the work for him. We want to do our part. Amen. So God can do his part. Amen. And so we just thank God for that. Also, I'm asking on next Sunday, which we celebrate co-pastor, I'm asking for Sister Brianna, if she could, if she's going to be all heard, would she do a praise dance or sing a poem or something for co-pastor? Amen. Sing a song or do a poem for co-pastor. Amen. I want to use to go as Sister Jalen and do a praise dance. Amen. For co-pastor on next Sunday. Is that all right? Come on, ain't that good? Amen. Because she works with everyone. And so we want to do something great for her. You know? And so I'm actually used to Sister Rihanna do that for co-pastor. And I know she will. She loves co-pastor. Sister Jalen do. We love y'all so much. We love our young people. Come on, give God a praise for our young people. We proud of our young people. I don't care about what everybody reads. We are proud of our young people. Amen. And their parents. Parents, y'all have done a great job. Just get a parent a good spring in. Amen. Amen. Doing a good job with their kids. Sister Mark's done a great job with her kids. Her daughter just graduated from the Police Academy. Got another daughter down there in East Carolina. Amen. The nursing school. Amen. She's done. Y'all mother's done a great job. Come on, give God a hand. Praise God. Mothers, y'all done a great job with your children. So we're praying for our youth, for everyone, because everyone that's going to carry what? Our name and our heritage. Amen. Glory to God.
This is her. She got the lady.
Yeah. Go ahead and stand. Go ahead.
My first service. Not me. He bought it yesterday. That pastor, I'll take it. We always work with him. I love you.